Pride of Dakota Showcase in Jamestown October 9th and 10th. Road Diet Construction begins today in Jamestown. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. With nearly 600 businesses and counting, Pride of Dakota has featured and promoted locally grown and made products and services for 35 years. Pride of Dakota offers business development resources and marketing opportunities to help local business owners start or expand their business. Administered by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, Commissioner Doug Goering says some companies have expanded beyond the state.
Creating value-added products, are developing, designing. I mean, some of these have even went national. If you've heard of Fresh Cab or you've heard of Dots Pretzels, those guys have, you know, spread their wings and went from a domestic market locally to a regional and then even national.
The Pride of Dakota Showcase will be in Jamestown on October 9th and October 10th at the Jamestown Civic Center. You can read more at newsdakota.com. Construction will begin today at 5th Street Northwest in Jamestown on what is also known as the Road Diet. Construction will start at US 52 Street Northwest from 7th Avenue Northwest to 1st Avenue North just east of the James River Bridge and from 1st Avenue North from 5th Street West to 8th Street South. The project will include pavement markings and sign installation. During the project, crews will remove existing pavement markings and then replace them. The new markings will help shift traffic flow through downtown Jamestown from 4 lanes to 2 lanes with an addition of a center turning lane. The NDDOT reports that portion of the project is expected to be complete by the end of the week. And the North Dakota Supreme Court could consider a dispute over whether Governor Doug Burgum had authority to close businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. A North Dakota district judge this week refused to dismiss a criminal case against a Minot hair salon operator accused of violating the governor's order. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.